Stocks for gun companies have risen following the deadly attack in Las Vegas, but that hasn't necessarily translated into a flood of sales for local gun stores. KUER's Julia Ritchie reports.
Tane Williams is manager of the pawn shop Guns and Gold in Salt Lake. He says he has seen a change in business since the Vegas shooting, if modest.
Yes, we have seen an uptick. It's only a slight uptick, but people get concerned that maybe their ability to procure firearms will be limited or diminished in some degree. So they get a little nervous about being able to make that acquisition.
It's a trend that's become pretty common following mass shootings or a change in political power in Washington. The regulatory environment is still one of the biggest drivers of gun sales. But with a gun-friendly Republican administration and no indication Congress will make any movement on new gun laws, the industry is in a big slump.
We have not seen, at least at our location here in Salt Lake City, an uptick in business over the last few days.
That's Tyler Thompson, a manager at Impact Guns.
This year as a whole has been much slower for the industry across the nation than the previous 8 years.
He says although there's still a lot of what he calls fear-mongering surrounding shooting events, there's less panic buying among consumers. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.